Back in May of 2018, state legislators approved a one-time $20 million increase in school funding. This provided the Haynes School with an extra boost of about $40,000, roughly 2% of the school's overall budget. The Skagway School was allocated just over $20,000, which is almost 1% of the school's total budget. But last week, Governor Dunleavy introduced a budget proposal to direct more funding for earthquake relief while repealing the increase in school funding. Haynes School Superintendent Roy Getchell says that the school board already drafted its budget for fiscal year 2019 with an increased allocation of state funds.
The thing that is a question mark to me here is that it's been promised. I mean, the debate's already occurred, the decision's been made, it's been in our budget, it's been in every district in our state's budget since that time. And we've spent the money because that's what we were told is what it's going to be. So the money was appropriated. It was allocated as few as 2 weeks before we had our budget revision meeting in January. It was on the way.
Getchell says that money received from the state goes into the school's general fund, so it's difficult to say dollar for dollar what the extra funds would have been spent on.
But what we know is that staff is an expense that every school district spends most of its money on. So the money's been spent. We've been planning on that. And so 80 to 90% of that would have already gone into staff.
Getchell wrote a letter to Governor Dunleavy last month asking him to uphold the legislature's decision to increase school funding for 2019.
You know, we've certainly communicated with our legislators and appreciate their support and understanding with that. We're concerned about it, monitoring it daily. We will adjust accordingly.
Skagway School Superintendent Josh Coffrin declined to comment on Governor Dunleavy's budget proposal because it has not passed yet. The proposal will need approval from the legislature to take effect. The governor will release a final revised state budget on February 13th. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.